guest today is Tracy Poizner, and we are going to talk space, time, alchemy. Tracy, how are you? And, you know, it's exciting. First of all, space, time, alchemy in general, the mixture, as we talked about on the last podcast about Bach flowers and alchemy together to put together something totally different, and some of the new projects you have, right? Right, Tracy?
Yeah. So I'm excited. There's a new podcast coming. I've done a lot of podcasting in the past. I've done the Undeletable Dad podcast. That was how I got to meet you originally for divorced dads. Before that, I did an Essential Stepmom podcast because that was how I got into the online space. But this is really, this is going to be a very different kind of show because the subject of it is really, you know, exploring the frontiers of human potential. It's something that I'm so excited about. It's a huge part of who I've always been. The idea of not just seeing your potential or achieving your potential, but like expanding it, exploring like how, what's next? I find that extremely exciting. And I think we're living in a day and age where we're seeing this incredible expansion of potential in front of us every minute. You don't have to look very far. On my phone, on Facebook, I watch reels from time to time. And whenever they send me like gymnastics or dance or some, parkour or something like that, I always click on it. So they send me more. But honestly, Neil, like the things that people can do today have been out of the question for an Olympic level gymnast 10 or 15 years ago. Like there was nobody in the Olympics doing things that the average kid on a street corner can do now. And I just love this whole concept of the rats in a maze who learn a maze, in Los Angeles, and then the ones in Shanghai know how to do it automatically, right? Like that's this whole quantum science idea of entanglement and the idea of people being able to be in each other's field and to learn from each other without even speaking somehow, that these kind of next level abilities become available in a larger field where we all participate energetically. I just find that incredibly exciting. So I can't wait to talk to some interesting guests about that.
No, I think let's give you an example of if you are a business owner now with AI, how you can really expand things if you are good at asking the robot chatbot the right questions. I talked about Bloom's taxonomies, not knowledge and comprehension, but application synthesis. And I forget the others, but meaning the higher level order thinking questions that teachers have always tried to ask. If you can ask those questions to this genius chatbot on ChatGPT or Gemini, you could transform who you are knowledge-wise and ability to move forward with having somebody right by your side to come up with things of ideas that you would never have thought of like a year and a half ago, where you can explore the ability to write business plans. There's just so many different things. Yeah. There's no reason now today than ever to grow a business, to start a business, to do something transformative because you have the resources available to you, as you talked about in gymnastics.
Absolutely. And it is true that we have more resources because this incredible AI technology has come online and been made available. But there's this principle that, it goes back, I suppose, to the dawn of time. But the example that always jumps out at me is the 4-minute mile. When Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile back in the 1930s, people had been trying to do that for 100 years. Nobody could do it. Didn't matter how fast of a runner you were. Nobody could get under 4 minutes. And he was a guy who insisted on training in a completely different way from what everyone else was doing. And the coaches all yelled at him, "You're throwing away your talent. What's happening here?" Right. And then he did it. He broke 4 minutes. And you know what happened? Immediately, everyone else could do it. Everyone, but like the next month, 3 guys broke 4 minutes in the same race. Right. What is that? And it's what's happening now everywhere around us that, it happens in the money world, of course, that there are wealthier people now alive than any kings who ever lived, than the popes, right? I mean, nobody ever had that amount of personal wealth as what, there's probably 1,000 people on the planet at this point who have more money than any king who ever lived. The
Wow.
the things that are becoming possible, as you were talking about knowledge base, right? That you can now exceed your own capacity to even think up answers to problems or to have access to all kinds of data points. So look at the telescopes that we have now that are looking into looking out into the universe at a level that we could not have imagined.
Right.
And the whole concept of time and time collapse. And, we're seeing like those James Webb Space Telescope.
Oh, I mean, the thing that we're in the 21st century, you talk about AI, you talk about space travel, it's coming. We're all going to be in, there's going to be hotels on the moon. And then soon there's going to be colonization in Mars in our lifetime. People just have to kind of wake up to the fact that we're in such a booming thing. And you're seeing it straight from quantum physics, that people are utilizing their brains more. They're figuring out things that no one thought could happen. And they're opening themselves up to that with creation.
So here's where I jump in, because it's not just about using your brain more. It's about accessing the consciousness that lives in your body and not in your brain. And that's where a lot of people, I'll admit, I'm one of them. People who have a powerful mind often get stuck in their own development trajectory because they find it exceptionally hard. People with a powerful mind find it exceptionally hard to access their body intelligence. And the next level of human evolution has to do with the part of your mind, your consciousness, that lives in your body. And that's where the whole space-time alchemy piece comes in, right? And that's why there's a connection to human potential, because I think that this is a kind of a missing piece. This idea of having, space-time alchemy is a blend, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, right? It's a blend of the Bach flower essence system, which are actual physical drops that you take in your mouth with water, and archetypal psychology that has made it possible to essentially code those medicines with exactly what we expect them to do on this level of activating and waking up archetypal frequencies in your body that let you bring your mind right into your body and get over this hump of development where so many people are stuck on this fabulous journey that we like, that we're all so excited to be alive in this moment where we can kind of have this unimaginable degree of personal growth in your own lifetime. And not over 10,000 lifetimes, as the Buddhist meditators would say that it takes many lifetimes to expand on that level. So I just find it incredibly exciting to talk about this topic.
All right. So in visiting, just search Tracy Poisner everywhere on social media. You're going to find, look up space-time alchemy, look up Bach flowers alchemy, and looking forward to Tracy, to more conversations about this and your podcast once it launches and the amazing guests. So thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Neil.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back.